So chopping it is taking out actual cotton
stalks. Actual cotton stalks. And hoeing it, it's getting the grass and the weeds out of it.
Okay, what do you call the grass that you hoe out in a cotton field? What kind of grass is it?
Well, it could be copper weeds, it could be cockerbird, it could be parsley, or crabgrass, or that's in there. Bullgrass.
Okay, you said coffee weeds, cockleburrs. What was?
Bullgrass.
Something that sounded almost
like. And the parsley and crabgrass.
What is parsley?
That's that little stuff that runs on the ground, has little flowers on it, you know.
No, I know all the others. I don't know that one.
It's real plentiful in this part of the country.
Do we still have it now?
Yeah, cows, horses, and hogs, all like it. But when you turn them in the field early, they eat the parsley.
What about Johnson grass?
We have a little Johnson grass. It's a bad grass.
Grow in the field?
Yeah, you don't want no Johnson grass because you can't grow no crop and it's not really a good hay grass for cutting hay.
But it gets tall.
They brought it to this country from Texas a long time ago. Folks bought the seed and planted it. A few that had dairy farms.
Mm-hmm.
They had silos.
Mm-hmm.
You go along 20 in line and you see some 70 years old.
Right, right, I see them.
And like we used to plant lupin to build the land and such like. Well, they bought Johnson grass seed from Texas. It might have been started from another country.
Mm-hmm.
And planted. You grazed the dairy cows on. Thought it was the right thing to do. And it got all over the country. And it's a pest.
Well,
as much so as your cockerbur and your coffee weed. Don't nothing need a cockerbur, a coffee weed, and if a hog eats a cockerbur in the right stage, it's just like a cow on millet or something that eat too much. A sorghum. Our cockerbird, if you haven't got plenty of other feed, a cockerbird is pouring at a certain age, they'll kill stuff. If they eat.
Well, did the Johnson grass, would the dairy cows eat the Johnson grass?
Yeah, the cows will eat the grass. But it's not a, for this country, it's not a paying off thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you ride field, they just take the field like Southerns or something else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to destroy it, and you can get rid of it. With chemicals now, you can kill Johnson grass.
And you have to kill it.
If you're going to use a lot of fertilizer.
Else it will take over. When before we had refrigerators or ice boxes, did you have a place to keep milk and butter? Did you have a special place for it?
Well, back then, we either had a hole in the smokehouse, we let it down. We had one old well, what my granddad does.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you let it down the well on the rope.
Mm-hmm.
Good dog food place.
Was the place ever in this area called a dairy? The water or the stream that you kept it in? If you put it down in the well, did you call the well a dairy if you put milk and butter in it?
Uh-uh.
You just put it down in the well.
Keep it cool, right?